UFC light heavyweight fighter Dustin Jacoby with us.
Yes.
Hi there. Good morning.
What's up, guys? How you doing?
We're doing pretty well. So I love the fact that, one, you are a very intimidating force with UFC, which, by the way, UFC is coming to Louisville June 8th. And you have a twin brother. And so what part of your childhood, how many times did you put him into submission before you realized that, you know what, I've got a talent at this?
I think that's how, why I'm doing what I'm doing today. Yeah. Growing up with a twin brother. And we're
right.
Both, you know, at each other's throats at all times. So
figured that it set you on your
competitive
path. Yeah. So what does he do for a living?
So he is a journeyman lineman. He works for an electrical company. He's climbing poles. He'll send me videos like 150 feet in the air. I'm like, dude, get off your phone.
So
for sending me that.
So who has
adrenaline junkie?
So who has the more dangerous job, you or your brother?
I tell you what, man. They're both up there. I would give the edge to him.
That is amazing.
Dustin Jacoby from UFC is with us, and I mean, you're
the Hanyak.
The
right?
Hanyak, yeah.
Okay, and so explain what that is.
Yeah, so the Hanyak, it's a crazy guy. It's an aggressive athlete, rebel without a cause, Polish soldier. And my grandmother, who's German, would always call my twin brother and I little Hanyaks when we were acting up and being crazy. So like I told you earlier, the Hanyak is a crazy guy. You're talking to Dustin. He's a nice guy. The Hanyak, he's a crazy guy. So
I love
that's the guy
that grandma
shows up
named
on
you.
Fight nights and you know, I was doing a kickboxing tournament in 2013. I had 3 fights in one night. I was getting my hands taped. The guy came back and said, hey, do you have a nickname?
Yeah.
I said, no, I do not. He was walking off. I was like, you know what? But tonight I do. Call me the Hanyak.
Really?
And I went out there and knocked out all 3 guys and won the whole tournament.
And it
so
stuck.
Then you
the
gotta
Hanyak
stick
emerged.
With it. That's
oh,
amazing.
I love that story. I love that
That's
story.
Incredible. I love this. Your
I thought it was a move, and I was going to ask you to put that move on Kelly and just put her in the Hanyak.
Might be slightly inappropriate, but okay.
Well, it depends on the move. I think it'd be a great horse name.
Yes.
I'm kind of a rookie when it comes to UFC fighting.
That is true. You know what? And you do have a little bit of a stake here at the Derby, right? You're part owner of a horse?
I am not part owner, but a good buddy of mine, Jason Worth, is part owner of Dornock.
Dornock, who's nice. Coming out of the, what, 2-hole?
The 1-hole.
1-hole.
Yeah, so we start 1 and finish in 1.
Gate.
The one post.
The one post. See, I got Dustin to say it too. It's great. All right, so we're here with UFC fighter Dustin Jacoby, and we figured we would have fun with you. All right, and play a fun little game because the horse is Dornock. I mean, that's a unique name, right?
Yeah, absolutely. It's a winning name.
That's the charm of Derby horses is having unique names, and then. There's other professions.
Yeah,
that have unique
like you know, you go and you put your names into those stripper generators, and they oftentimes have unique names as well.
Okay.
So we're gonna play a fun little game called Horse or Hoe. Okay.
Oh my God.
So I'm just gonna give you a name. All you have to do is tell me whether you think it's a horse and they're real horses or they're a hoe.
Now are they the horses in the Derby?
So well, I'm not gonna tell you that.
Okay.
I'm not gonna tell you that.
Gotcha. And then are you going to tell me if I'm right or wrong?
And then we are going to tell you whether you're right or wrong.
Great.
All right, so this is probably the most important match you're going to face today.
Okay.
All right?
Bring it on, baby.
I'm also going to go out on a limb and guarantee no one else is going to play this game with you.
All right.
Horse or hoe, let's go.
All right,
go.
Here we go. Horse or hoe. Epic ride.
Horse.
Horse is correct.
Oh, okay. Let's go.
Wow.
Let's go. He's ready.
God.
He's ready.
Thank God.
All right. Horse or hoe? Anastasia.
I'm going to go hoe.
Correct.
Oh,
two for two.
I was wrong on that.
No. All right. Here
that
we go.
Great.
We're playing horse or hoe with Dustin. Here we go. Bobby Butts.
That's got to be a hoe.
That is.
Let's go.
Three for three.
He is insane. On fire.
Take that name and name a horse. I would give it all my money.
He is 100% slaying this. All right, two more. Here we go. Horse or hoe?
Pressure's on.
Lemon muffin.
Tasty.
Ooh, I'm going to go horse.
Did you say tasty? Horse is correct.
No way.
Four out of four. All right, last one. Can he do it? Can he do it? All right. Horse or hoe? Roxy Rocks.
Oh, man. Roxy Rocks.
Take your time. Take your time, Dustin.
I'm going to go ho.
He's going ho.
Is he right?
He is correct. Oh! Let's go.
100% yes.
Wow.
He wins the, in the last two got me. I was not sure on the last two.
I'm telling you what.
I don't know if you should be proud about that.
Yes. Yes. He wins in the ring, and he wins here on Ben and Kelly. I love it. All right. So it's coming through June 8th. Hey, it's a pleasure meeting you.
Absolutely.
Thank you so much for coming by the show.
Thank you so much. I'm looking forward to June 8th, the UFC coming to Louisville and putting on a show for you guys.
I love it. I love it. Well,
and then
hey,
you can see the Hanyak.
Yes. Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, right?
The Hanyak, that's a winning horse.
Yeah. Oh, there you go.
I like that,
like
too.
That.
All right. Thank you so much, the Hanyak, for being a part of the show here on 99.7 DJX.